his shining representative. It never happened. As his story shows, he became the end rather than the fulfillment of the dream. While he had teased the media through the years about throwing his hat into the political arena like his father and uncles before him, a public service career was practically guaranteed of RFK's namesake, he always feared that the skeletons in his closet, and there were many, would be unleashed. Instead, he would curiously fall back on family values and fathering his 6 children from what would be 2 of 3 marriages as his reasons for not running for political office. Instead, he made a name for himself in the less controversial but increasingly popular and sometimes glamorous environmental movement. He had been named one of Time magazine's Heroes for the Planet, heralded as one of Rolling Stone's 100 Agents of Change, dubbed by People magazine America's Toxin Avenger, and called a self-made nemesis of big-time polluters, carrying on his father's tradition of crusading against the powerful. He was a professor of governmental law at Pace University School of Law, the co-director of the school's environmental litigation clinic, president of Waterkeeper Alliance, and a senior attorney for the Natural Resources Defense Council. Unlike the other iconic Kennedy namesake, his far more handsome first cousin and pop culture icon, John F. Kennedy Jr., John John to an older generation, Bobby was far more complex, driven, and reckless, a monument to scandal, controversy, and excess, a life that paralleled the decline in the power, prestige, and politics of America's royal family. As the Time columnist Margaret Carlson cogently once observed, when you look at the third generation of Kennedy men, much of what remains of a once powerful dynasty is good teeth, good hair, and the best public relations a trust fund can buy. All that Bobby and his cousin John shared was the Kennedy blood and the tragic assassinations of their fathers. While John, after his father's death, was brought up by a controlling and domineering mother, but one who obsessively looked out for his care and well-being, Bobby, after his father's death, was essentially given up by his angry, widowed mother. With his father gone, Bobby's Uncle Ted was thought to be the acting patriarch, but he had his own serious personal problems with which to contend. As a result, Bobby's sole male role model during his troubled adolescence, through his even more unsettled young adulthood, was a closeted and ill-at-ease homosexual, a decades-long Kennedy family acolyte by the name of Kirk LeMoyne Lem Billings, who had transferred his obsessive, intimate love from the late president, beginning when they were at boarding school together, to Bobby himself. The first time the gay bachelor spent time with young Bobby, he came away enthusiastically declaring, "I've just met the smartest little boy. He's just like Jack." Later, he would use drugs with Bobby, while at the same time convincing him that he could be president one day. As another of Bobby's first cousins, Christopher Kennedy Lawford, who early on idolized Bobby, and who, like Bobby, was long addicted to drugs, candidly observed, "The loss of Robert Kennedy was the loss of one of the most consequential figures of that time. Bobby Jr. existentially got an enormous amount of star power carrying those initials. He also got a lot of magnetism from Lem's fixation. Lem had decided that Bobby was the next bearer of Kennedy greatness, and none of us were about to argue." President Kennedy, Bobby's uncle, considered biography his favorite literary form. The reason? It attempted to answer the question, what was he really like? In an effort to answer that question, this then is Robert Francis Kennedy Jr.'s story. 1. Parochial Schooling. Ethel Skakel Kennedy gave birth to her husband's namesake, Bobby Jr., on January 17, 1954, at Georgetown University Hospital in Washington, D.C. He was the third of her and Robert Francis Kennedy's children, coming after Kathleen and Joe II in what would one day be a brood of 11. As it happened, Bobby came into the world at an ironic moment in the Kennedy clan's chronology, just a few days after the Hollywood sexpot Marilyn Monroe married her second husband, the Yankee slugger Joe DiMaggio.